But right now we get to hear about why George was out yesterday and over the weekend.
Yeah, I took a trip to the Midwest. Good friends of ours, their son was getting married, and he married a girl from Wisconsin who grew up in Milwaukee. So that's why we went to Milwaukee, and the wedding was Sunday evening, and by the time the wedding was over, there was no way we could catch a flight back. So I took yesterday off and went to Milwaukee. Now, getting to Milwaukee from where we were, Oxnard, California, several different airports around there, we've really enjoyed flying into Santa Barbara. If I was going to fly out of Santa Barbara and make it to Milwaukee by Friday night, I think I was in for a 10 o'clock or an 11 o'clock arrival. At least it was at least 9, because I had to take so many different connections. So the thing to do was to go to LAX. You have a lot more options. And here, it was just a flight to Chicago and then a flight to Milwaukee. I got to tell you, as we leave our hotel at whatever it was, 2:45 Friday morning, went and did the show, came back to Ventura, got all my stuff together, and took a rideshare to LAX, which is about anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, depending on traffic. Traffic wasn't too bad, but the dude who drove me down there has not replaced the shocks in his at least 15-year-old vehicle, because every bump we hit on the 101, and it wasn't just a huge rideshare vehicle, I swear my head would almost hit the ceiling. So he needs some suspension work on that thing, but it was fine. He was a nice guy. The problem here's there's a number of problems with flying out of LAX, and that has been there so long, and I know they've updated some of the terminals, but the one I flew out of, I think the problem they go in with there is why it's such a whip to fly out of. Here it is, LAX, this huge airport, millions of people that live in the LA area that fly out of there. Compared to DFW, O'Hare, other big airports, that place is, the terminals are really narrow there. Their hallways are really narrow. And I flew out, you know, mid-morning, I think 11:20 California time. But it was a Friday. I've seen it a lot more crowded there, but even without just a zillion people there, it just felt like it was really crowded. You don't have much room to move around. The security line there was not very efficient either. It took, it seemed like one person would go through every 5 minutes or so. But anyway, made it through there, had the long flight to Chicago, and then the inefficient thing about O'Hare, that place is so big that you can land out on L14 or whatever runway I landed on there. We taxied and only stopped a couple of times, and it's not as if we stopped for like 5 minutes. You know, we'd stop, let another plane go by. We taxied there for 40 minutes.
Wow.
It took forever. And so we arrived at around 5:15 or 5:20, it is after 6 o'clock by the time we got to the gate. My connecting flight to Milwaukee took off at 6:29, so now I have 28 minutes to get to my next gate. And I thought, oh my gosh, is this going to be, am I going to have to, you know, jump on a train or something and go to another terminal? Luckily, that terminal was not too far away, and I was able to make it there just as they were boarding, and it wasn't a packed flight. It was a little puddle jumper, I don't know, 20-seater, something like that. And it's only a 20-minute flight from O'Hare to Milwaukee. But once again, to get on a runway to take off, you taxi. I think we spent more time taxiing than the actual flight from Chicago to Milwaukee, which only took 20 minutes or so. But by the time we landed, oh, and by the way, I did have carry-on, but they encouraged us in L.A. to check our luggage because the flight was full, and we were probably going to have to take our carry-ons and have to check them on the ramp. So they said, go ahead and check them now if you can. So I did. And as it turned out, yeah, it looked like the entire flight was, the overheads were packed.
By the way, that 20-minute flight is all it was.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday in Crosstalk. There's a flight from Santa Barbara to LAX,
mm-hmm.
and that's 12 minutes. We were wondering how long it was, and we looked it up yesterday after the show, and it's 12 minutes.
Jeez.
Maybe I should have done that.
Yeah, that's about that how flight. Long Kennedy's last flight was.
From Fort Worth to Dallas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we'll talk about the Kennedy assassination another time.
Okay.
I did stay, and that was a long travel day, so by the time I get to Milwaukee... I had to go to baggage claim, got that, then took a rideshare to the hotel. I think it was 8:30 at night. So that's about a 12-hour day of travel.
That's long.
Darn near. That was a really long day. But I did go to a very historic hotel in downtown Milwaukee where John F. Kennedy once stayed.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, apparently... Trump's stayed there, too. It's been there since 1898. It's a really old historic
hotel. That's where all the presidents stay when they're in town, I guess?
I guess so. Yeah, it was really fancy. It was really nice.
They have a presidential suite.
But I got to Milwaukee, and it was dark. So as I went to my hotel, I never saw Lake Michigan. It's right there on Lake Michigan. But I heard that we were close to the lake. All of downtown Milwaukee is very close to the lake. Some of it's right on the lake. But I didn't see it going in. That's key for this next story. So we went out Friday. They had a pub crawl with all the people from Texas and Wisconsin, and we went to a couple of pubs, which, by the way, in Milwaukee, I think they've got one on every corner.
Yes.
They've got a pub or a bar on just about every corner. It's a cool town, though. They have preserved their buildings that have been there for 150 years. There's some really cool old architecture in Milwaukee.
I loved it. I went one time.
Because your sister went to college there,
my
right?
My sister went to college there and went up one summer and paid her a visit. And yes, we hit a lot of those corner bars, those old corner bars. That's a drinking town.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great. Now, she told me, come back in the winter and you won't think it's so great.
Yeah.
But summers were beautiful up there.
That's what the host family said, that when our friend's son went up there to meet his future in-laws, that he was there the week it was 30 below. So they get some of that there, too. So we stayed out pretty late on Friday, slept in on Saturday, and there was a beach party, but we decided to go and help out our friends get ready for the rehearsal dinner. They had some things to do, and we didn't do much, but we didn't really do much all day Saturday, including walking to the lake. And again, I didn't hear anything about the fact that our hotel was just a couple of blocks from the lake. I could not see it from our hotel. And I did see, though, that the rideshare to the beach party was about 15 minutes. That's key to the rideshare story we're about to get to. So then the time passes and we're visiting with people during the day. And I wanted to go see Lake Michigan, but I just didn't have a chance on Saturday. Then we got ready to go to dinner and then this party that they had on Saturday. So I still hadn't seen Lake Michigan. So Sunday we wake up and I said, hey, let's go have a brunch or lunch near the lake. And I looked online and found a place, tried to call them to see if there was a wait, and they never answered. So then I went to the next cafe that does brunch, and they said that they did not have a wait. And I looked on what I guess was the Google map at the time, and I misread it, as we're about to hear, because I said, okay, and I saw on there that it's a 15-minute ride, so I just figured, well, it must be we're pretty close to where they had the beach party yesterday, so let's just go there. So here comes our ride. We get in, and she starts driving. There's a bit of a language barrier, but no problem. She had the address, and off we go.
What language do they speak in Milwaukee?
English.
Okay.
I don't think Milwaukee was her original birthplace. I think she was from another country.
That's quite an accusation.
What well, country? She was not strong at speaking English, but we're fine. We got the address, so here we go.
Did you get to know her and ask her what country she was from?
No, because we ran into a problem within 2 minutes of leaving our hotel. I realized, and my wife did too, she said, well, we're not heading towards the lake. The lake's that way. I said, what do you mean the lake's that way? She goes, it's right down there. It's like 2 blocks that way. Well, we started heading in the opposite direction. And so I go back and look at this place that we're going to, and I realize it's like 15 minutes away from our hotel. We're moving away from the lake.
She's taking you to the Great Salt Lake.
Uh-oh.
In her country, that's where they go for brunch.
And so I said, okay, well, this place that we're going, this grill, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong location. I just went to the next one on the list. This is actually not by the lake. Can you take us back to our hotel? Okay, hit update. Hit update. I said, okay, update on the app. Yes, hit update. Okay. So I thought, just take us back to our hotel and we'll just walk down to some place. So I put in the name of our hotel again. And she stopped and she said, that's the same place. I said, what do you mean it's the same place? It's right there. It's right there next to your hotel. The restaurant? Yeah. And I looked up on her screen, and it had the original restaurant, but that's the place that's 15 minutes away, going the opposite direction. I said, no, that 8913, that is the original address. Okay, well, hit update. Okay, well, all I see is change on there. I don't see anything that says update. And I don't know about y'all, but if I have two people talking to me at once, and trust me, there was someone who was sitting next to me that was filling my ear with, I can't believe we're going to this place, and then hit update, and you hit the button that says update. And,
I mean, I don't say they should know how to do this
update,
right. I mean,
she
should know
yet?
The exact
you have
location.
Update yet?
I don't understand why they
hit
don't
up,
correct it.
That
the
same
app
address,
it's
you have
the,
update?
It's these drivers where they actually know.
That's what's in my ear. So then she pulls over again, and I said, okay, just take us back to our hotel. Remember the hotel? Yes, hit update. Okay, I did, and I put that in there.
She means go to the app store and update the app?
I don't know. So, I finally said, you know what? Let's just go. Let's just go 15 minutes away, and it doesn't matter. And so she drove us to this place. It turns out to be a neighboring town where the bride grew up, so we got to see her hometown. And it was 15 minutes away. The grill was lovely, and we ate there. And we had a good laugh because it was all on me. It was my fault that we had to go 15 minutes away, not on the lake. And had this. Oh, and by the way, as we get out, the last thing she says to my wife is, because we're telling her, hey, it's not your fault. It's okay. It's my fault. And she was apologizing all over herself. Well, I didn't hear this because she didn't say it to me, but she said it to my wife. Old man app. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Insulted you.
Yeah, you yeah. boobered me. We couldn't have. We have this huge language barrier, but yeah. I don't know how to hit update, but yeah, I'm old. And, yeah.
I was thinking that as you were telling the story.
I was too. I was like, okay. So this is a boomer deal.
So we have this nice, lovely brunch, and it's time to go back. So I call us another ride share. And here comes our guy. He pulls up. Got a Honda Civic that's running really rough. And this guy doesn't have his AC working. By the way, really humid in Milwaukee. Temperatures in the high 80s, but really humid. I sweated the entire weekend. He wants us to get in the back of this Honda Civic where he is riding dirty. He's basically got his his chair leaned all the way back. And my wife says,
so where he's having to drive with like a periscope?
Pretty much. And my wife said, well, do you think he'll scoot up a little bit? And so he kind of looked over at us, real lazy look on his face, and he scooted up about a quarter of an inch.
Yes! Yes!
Time's becoming a factor now. So I said, well, you take this good side where the seat is. So I basically put my legs.
Wait, she's like a foot shorter than you.
Yes, I know, but.
You're doing the old guy calculation of I just
right.
want peace. Just
I know,
whatever I can do to get to peace.
Right. I know how I can wedge myself in there. You sit here. I sat basically laying down across the back seat on the window on the passenger side while this guy has all four windows down with rap cranked to where we could barely hear each other. The windows down, we're on the highway, wind noise, rap, just the whole way. Again, not much suspension in this thing either, as we're just bouncing along, hairs down on my face. And
Frank and Glenn,
can we have two more Wheels Off rideshare experiences back to back, from hit update to, hey, let's just ride dirty for 20 minutes?
Did you wish you had rented a car?
Yes. At that point, that would have been reassuring. But, you know, you don't, when you get in the rental car, then you got to do the same thing. It's nice to just throw out an address. Hopefully it's the right address. And again, this is on me, but what are you going to tell the guy when he pulls up?
Did you one-star him?
No.
Did you give him bad reviews?
You know, and here's the other thing. I did not, because he's trying to make a living. I didn't want to. Maybe some people like riding in the back seat.
I'm with you, but I think that we're part of the problem, because we never want to complain or give any negative feedback to somebody,
right,
who probably needs a little negative feedback in order to, you know, I mean, granted, the guy can't do anything about his car, probably. That's
right.
Costs money.
Right.
But sitting upright in the car, that is free of charge.
You know the problem, though, with rideshare, you give them a bad rating, they give you a bad customer rating, and then other drivers don't want to pick you up.
Yes! So I said he was excellent. It was great. It was just wonderful.